Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Creating a Championship Standard of Living. I am your host, Mr. Miles W. Miller. People, I am happy to be here with you today. It is Saturday, October 23rd, 2010, and we are here together for a dynamic time. But before we get started, I want to turn this show over to God's Holy Spirit so that we all get what we came for, and that's a move of His Spirit. People, I am honored to be here with you today as usual, as always. I don't take you for granted. I'm thankful for this opportunity to bring you life-changing motivation and encouragement. And before we get started in the show, really, I'm going to take you to an inspirational song, and then we'll be right back.
Eyes have never seen, minds have never dreamed, thoughts have never conjured up, man tries to tear it up, but I know what it is, I know what it is, it's the anointing, it's the anointing. Try to explain, movies try to portray, novelties dress it up, documentaries mess it up.
Hello, and we're back. That was The Anointing by Jay Moss off his Just James CD. It's a great CD. I highly recommend it as something that you should definitely have in your library of CDs. But people are moving forward in the show, and I, again, thank you each and every week for being here with me. Without you, it's impossible for me to be here, so I'm so honored that I'm able to provide you life-changing motivation, life-changing encouragement, things that I know will empower you to be everything that you've been called to be. And with that, I am always eager to hear what you have to say about the show, eager to hear what you have to say about what it is we're doing here. So without a shadow of a doubt, continue to reach out to me. You can reach out to me on most of the major social networking sites. You can reach out to me on Facebook, facebook.com/MilesWMiller. That's MilesWMiller. MySpace.com/MilesWMiller. Twitter.com/MilesWMiller. And you can email me also at MilesWMiller@gmail.com. I absolutely love getting comments from you. So keep me posted. Let me know how we can improve this show for you, because like I said, this show is a labor of love for each and every one of you. So if you're not getting what you need, I'm not doing my job. So I want you to keep me on my job. Let me know what I need to do to improve this show so that we're all getting what we came for each and every time. So without further ado, I'm going to take you to this week's Divine Intervention. And this week's Divine Intervention, as you know, each week I give you a scripture from the Bible, which I believe will empower you throughout the week until we meet again. This week's Divine Intervention, I get it from Psalm 55:22. And this is for a lot of people who I know are going through some battles right now, as dreamers, as visionaries, as go-getters. Sometimes when, you know, you see the horizon before everybody else sees it, so as a result, you get flogged. And so as a result, you may feel burdened. You may feel like nobody really cares. But one thing about spiritually that we know is that God said he will never leave us nor forsake us. So Psalm 55:22 states, "Cast thy care upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." And that's from the King James Version. I'll read it to you from another translation. But before I do that, I want to say this. There are many of us out here right now. There are many people out here right now that I know can hear my voice. And for whatever reason, you may be going through some battles that you didn't know, you didn't expect, you would have to face anything like that in life. But one thing I tell you is this: know that you're not alone in that battle. Know that that greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. No matter what the situation may look like, no matter what you may be going through right now, there's something on the inside of you that's greater than that situation. That something is God's spirit. So always remember that. So I'm going to read to you Psalm 55:22 from the New Living Translation. And it reads, "Give your burdens to the Lord, and he will take care of you. He will not permit the godly to slip and fall." So that's from the New Living Translation. I'm going to give you one more translation because I think, you know, the different translations can help you see it in a different light. And again, just to interject this one moment of spiritual awareness, we all have something inside of us that's greater. Again, like I said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. No matter what you're going through, trust that. Have faith in that. Believe that. All things are possible to him that believe. If you can believe that, if you can believe that God's inside of you, that God wants you to win and not fail, to win and not lose, it puts you in a position where you can, where all things are possible. That belief, when it says believe in all things that shall be possible unto you, you have to keep your mind focused on the things you do want and not the things you don't want. Tonight we're actually going to talk about that later in the show. But I'm going to read to you Psalm 55:22 from the Amplified Version of the Bible. And it reads, "Cast your burden on the Lord, releasing the weight of it, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the consistently righteous to be moved, may slip to fall or fail." And that is Psalm 55:22, and that's our Divine Intervention for this week. I want you to meditate on that for this week. Just think about that. If there's something you're going through right now, it may seem heavy, it may seem almost impossible. Give the weight of that thing to the Lord. He said, cast your cares upon me because I care for you. And God is greater than the situation. God is greater than the people that may be talking about you. God is greater than anything you'll ever face. So you have to continue to trust that he's with you every step of the way. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. So be mindful of that throughout the week. Meditate on that. And I'm going to take you to another motivational. I'm actually going to take you to a motivational moment. And then we'll be right back. First thing that success is going to cost you, it's going to cost you your mind. Success will cost you your mind. And when I say success will cost you your mind, I mean that if you're somewhere right now and you didn't really want to be there, and you don't really know how you got there, guess what? The mindset that got you there can't get you out of there. I have a quote I love saying to my clients and when I'm doing my speeches, is that the mind that created the problem is not qualified to solve it. First and foremost, the reason why the mind that created the problem is not qualified to solve it is because that mind is stuck in that environment that is perpetuating the thing that you don't want. So, I'm a firm believer. I stand on Romans 12. In the beginning of Romans 12, it says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. I even go as far as this. I tell people, you know, sometimes it's okay to lose your mind. If your mind has gotten you in a place where you can't, where you're not being successful, you're not being able to live a full life, then you have to lose that mind and get it renewed. Get the mind of Christ. That, you know, a mind with a mindset to thrive and be great.
Hey, what's going on? This is Mr. Make It Happen, JL Godfrey, and you are tuned in to one of the hottest shows on Blog Talk Radio, Creating a Championship Standard of Living, with my brother and colleague, Mr. Miles W. Miller. You are about to be injected with inspiration, so keep it locked right here. And like I always say, it can be done, and the it is your dream. You just have to make it happen. Peace and love.
The Power of Conquering Fear is a book that I wrote with you in mind and with myself in mind, because being a dreamer, being a visionary, sometimes we can go through life and we can see good things and we get visions. We're not common people. We're not, you know, we don't see things the way normal people see things. So we get visions that are far out, and it's sometimes it's scary to think about that stuff. But in The Power of Conquering Fear, I give a 5-step plan for how to overcome fear, how to conquer fear, how to move beyond that fear. There's an old saying that the difference between a coward and a hero is that the hero was brave for 5 minutes longer. And that's my plan. Make sure that you stay brave. Just those 5 minutes can change the whole course of your life. And my goal is to give you 5 steps to keep you in that range long enough to be the great person you've been called to be, to mine out your destiny. Because today, people, the world has changed as we know it, and it's going to take innovative people to really, you know, mine out the greatness that still remains in this universe. There's a lot of untapped resources, people, and you're going to get visions and promises, you know, from God and through prayer, through fasting, through, you know, dreams, and those things are going to change the very course of how life as we know it exists. And you can't be afraid. You got to go forward. So I offer to you today my book, The Power of Conquering Fear. You can buy it at www.lulu.com/MWMiller18. That's www.lulu.com/MW Miller 18 and get this book today. Get a copy for a friend, and trust me, you won't regret it. It'll be a book that changes your life. Hello, and we're back. I had a few announcements that I wanted to share with you. As you know, it is, again, I can tell you, I'm very honored to be here with you each and every week. And I would be remiss if I didn't make an offer to you right now. You, as you heard the commercial for my book, The Power of Conquering Fear, I want to take it a step further. I understand what it takes to be a visionary, to be a dreamer, to be a go-getter. I understand what it takes. I understand the things you'll have to overcome. Sometimes we need a little bit more assistance than just reading a book. And I'm here today to offer you my coaching services as well. I want you to actually live the life of your dreams. It is just not enough for me to do this show and, you know, and write books and things like that. I really want to impact your life, and I want to impact your life in a personal way. I have a proven track record of working with people and helping them accomplish their goals and helping them realize the life of their dreams. I want to extend that to you as well, each and every one of you who can hear my voice right now. Either you're hearing me live or you're hearing me on a podcast. I offer to you today an opportunity to work with a dynamic coach to realize the life of your dreams. I'm not just saying that. I actually have proof. The proof is in the pudding. I've actually had success at this. So I'm not just telling you something that I think. I'm telling you something that I know. I really want to work with you to help you realize the life of your dreams. What I want each and every one of you to do, if you can hear my voice right now, I want you to call my office. You can call me on Monday, starting Monday morning. Actually, you know what? As soon as this show is over, call my office. 678-389-9542. Again, that phone number is 678-389-9542. Leave a message and let my staff know that you want to start coaching with me. And I guarantee you this much. If you can open yourself up to be mentored, I guarantee you'll be successful. Sometimes we need someone to hold us accountable to the very things that we really want to do. I've been blessed with some dynamic mentors over the course of my lifetime, starting with my parents. Even my mentor, Mr. Greg Harden at the University of Michigan, Bishop Wayne T. Jackson, Pastor Ginaldo Lee, the list goes on. Les Brown, the list goes on. I've been blessed to have some dynamic coaches and leaders. And let me tell you, it will shorten your curve to success. So call me this week. Call me now. Whenever you hear this, call my office. Leave a message. Let me know that you want to see what it is like to work with a coach in realizing your dreams. And in saying that, I've been blessed to be a part of many dynamic teams over the course of my lifetime, as an athlete, as a student. But I want to formally address my alma mater, Detroit Cass Technical High School. Today they won our third ever football championship, and I'm so excited for those guys. I really, you don't know what it means. I'm a part of that lineage. I actually was a part of the first two football championships. So this means a lot to everybody who's ever had a hand in anything for that football program. And it always matters. Whenever you've been a part, it's just like being a sibling or a relative of somebody who does something great. You've always been a part of it. And for me, I'll always be a part of Cass Tech football. And I'm so honored today to be a part of this winning tradition. And I'm so thankful for these young men who work tirelessly to go out and play good football and put a good product on the field. And also, they are also great students in the classroom. So it's not just one on the football field. It's also one in the classroom. And I'm proud of you, young men. And I hope you definitely go on and win the state championship this year. So with that, people, what goes into winning a championship? Well, let me tell you, this is creating a championship standard of living, so that's what you're here for. What goes into winning a championship? There's one thing that I talk about a lot, and if you've been following my Facebook over the course of last week, you really know the thing I'm getting ready to talk about. I believe in visualization. I truly believe in visualization. I truly believe in visualization. I believe that you can see yourself doing something great, and you can put yourself in a position to be there. You know, one of my favorite quotes of all time is from the movie Rocky. And Rocky was training. And Rocky's trainer comes over to him and says, "Rock, if you see yourself doing good, you do good." Visualization is such a powerful tool, people. If you see yourself doing good, you can do good. What visualization, why it's so dynamic is this. If you want to be a champion, you have to have first seen yourself being a champion. If you want to be a winner, you have to have first seen yourself being a winner. It has to be believable to you. So the only way it can become believable to you is if you can see yourself with it. You see some people tell you, "Oh, I couldn't see myself with that," or "I couldn't see myself with this." And what they just told you is that they'll never have it. Until they have a mind change, they'll never have that thing that they can't see. You have to see yourself being successful in order to be successful. So with that in mind, I want you to do this. We haven't done this in a little while, and I have to apologize to you. I've allowed I haven't flowed in this as much as I needed to. I've gotten back to it over the course of this week. Like I said, if you've seen my Facebook over the course of this past week, I have been doing an online vision board. I've been putting things that I want in my life, in my presence. I've been putting out pictures representative of things that I truly want in my life. And let me tell you this. So many people that we come across every day are going through things that they don't want. They're dealing with things they don't want. They're in relationships that they wish they could just get out of. They're going to jobs they absolutely hate. They're, you know, in relationships with people who don't even understand them or even care about them. But let me tell you this. The power of visualization is like this. You can see yourself experiencing the life of your dreams by just meditating and looking at it. And what it is you're going into the future. You're going to your own personal future, and you're getting empowered by what's to come. And then you bring that energy back with you to the present, and it ignites you to get to that picture you just saw. That's why visualization is so important. And one of the biggest tricks anybody could come up could use against you is to get you to stop seeing yourself being successful, to get you to stop accepting that something better exists. I'm here to empower you, to tell you, don't ever give up. Don't ever quit in your dreams. You know, that's my mantra and my motto, Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit in your dreams. People, visualization will keep you locked on the target of your dream. You should do this. You should be doing this every single day. You should be visualizing your ideal life every single day. I mean, every single day, multiple times a day. You should be reading out loud confessions of success, affirmation. We're going to get into that, you know, in future shows, but today I just want to spend time with you visualizing your ideal life. Visualizing your ideal life. I want you to visualize your ideal life. You know how we do this. So what I want to do is I want to ask you, each and every one of you who can hear my voice right now. Now, of course, I throw out the disclaimer. If you are driving a vehicle right now, do not close your eyes. I want you to pull off to a very safe place, lock your car doors, and then do this exercise. But do not do this exercise and you are driving an automobile or you're operating machinery. I do not want you to do this exercise. I want you, if you can't stop operating that machinery, I want you to just listen. Don't close your eyes. Don't go all the way with me. But if you can, if you're in a position where you can stop, I want you to safely stop and lock your doors. Everybody else who can hear my voice, I want you to just get in your mind things that you like, things that you want to have, things you want to be. And I don't want anybody to be concerned with price tags, age stipulations, what other people are going to say. This is solely about what it is you want. I don't want you to consider anything that you don't want. right now. I want you to only consider those things you do want. And what I want you to do is I want you to imagine yourself in a movie theater right now. And not just any movie theater, but an IMAX movie theater. You know, with the panoramic view. The screen is larger than life. And I want you to see yourself sitting in that movie theater. And what's getting ready to come on that screen is the life of your dreams. And, you know, whatever is coming on that screen, these are things that you want. These are things that you enjoy. If it's to travel, I want you to see yourself at an exotic location. If it's to get a new car, I want you to see yourself in the driver's seat of that new car, driving that car. If it's to be in a happy relationship with somebody who loves you, nothing wrong with that. I want you to see yourself in a relationship with someone who loves you, and you love them back. If it's a new home, a new kitchen, whatever the case may be, I want you to see yourself with it. You know, me personally, one of my things that I really, really like and I really want is the Rolls Royce Ghost. You know, I told you I like that car. I think it's an absolutely wonderful vehicle. And I told you that one reason why I like it is because it's beautiful. And I believe that here's the thing that I think is going to free a lot of people tonight. God created beautiful things. God gave somebody the vision to draw up the blueprints, to draw up and actually sketch out the Rolls Royce Ghost, which means that what you're seeing there is an expression of what God gave somebody to create. So that's why we don't worry about price tags and stuff. You don't worry about, you don't focus on stuff like that. I don't want the Rolls Royce Ghost because it's expensive. I want it because I think it's beautiful. And I don't think that, and I believe in my heart. And I know from my study of Scripture that God said he will hold no good thing for them that walk up rightly before him. It's not a bad thing to have the life of your dreams. Just don't let the life of your dreams have you. You are put here for dominion. You are put here to be the head and not the tail, the first and not the last, the lender and not the borrower. You are put here to walk in abundance. And you walking in abundance, it's not about you accumulating. It's not to be abundant just so you can have, but it's abundant so you can be, it's blessed to be a blessing. It's hard to be a blessing to somebody and you don't have the very thing you're trying to bless somebody with. In fact, at that moment, you can't bless somebody with that. But when you operate in abundance, you can freely and cheerfully give because it's not affecting your bottom line. What I'm telling you today is to open your mind up for abundance. Open your mind up for divine abundance, not the abundance as we've been, you know, maybe bombarded by media, but a divine abundance, abundance that God allows to flow through you because you are, at that point, are a distribution center. The life of your dreams is only because it's been given to you by God. The life of your dreams is wonderful, and you deserve it. I'll say it again. The life of your dreams is wonderful, and you deserve it. I'll say that again. Life of your dreams, the life of your dreams is wonderful, and you deserve it. So never let anybody come and try to trick you out of wanting what you want or desiring what you desire. Now, with that in mind, I want you to continue to hold on to that vision of that movie that's playing right now on that screen. And what I want you to do is this. I want you to absolutely embrace the feelings you're feeling right now looking at that movie. I want you to fully embrace it. I want you to fully embrace it. I want you to fully embrace each and every feeling you feel. Seeing yourself enjoying life, seeing yourself operating in abundance, seeing yourself being a blessing to other people, to see yourself having fun. I want you to see it. I want you to feel it. I want you to taste it until it becomes that real, until it becomes that tangible to you. You can't have it. I want you to just go and just get lost in it, if you will. Don't get lost, but go into it. Go deep into it. Let Let this become you. Let this vision become you. And now that you embrace this feeling and you see this vision, I want you to repeat after me. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. And I also want you to affirm this. You've already accepted that the life of your dreams is wonderful, and you deserve it. Now I want you to affirm that you receive it. Repeat after me. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. People, hold on to that vision. Hold on to that vision. Hold on to that vision. Hold on to the feeling. Hold on to what you just felt. Keep affirming what we just affirmed. Because let me tell you something. As long as that vision stays firmly planted in your heart, as long as you keep your focus on that vision, you will bring it to manifestation. I'm reminded of Abraham when God told him that he'd be the father of many nations. And Abraham at that time was 100 years old, and his wife was 90 years old and was barren. And then the scripture tells us that Abraham, against hope, believed in hope that he'd be the father of many nations. In other words, he didn't, you know, you see the word hope in there twice. The first word hope applies to people's vision. A lot of times people are only hopeful in things that they can see or things they can touch or things they can taste. So, for instance, we also know that some people's hope is in chariots. Some people's hope is in horses. Some people believe that if they are part of a mighty organization, then they can't fail. Some people believe if they have all the money in the world, then they can't fail. Money does answer all things, but there's some things that you're going to have to end. You're going to have to rely on divine intervention for. Money may open some doors, but there's some things that you can only rely on divine intervention for. The life of your dream is one of them. You're going to have to rely on divine intervention. So that second word, hope, ties into this. That scripture in Jeremiah 17:7, where it says, blessed is the man whose trust is in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. So let me reread that statement to you from before. Abraham, against the doubt of the situation, against what the situation looked like, had his faith locked in the promise of God. God has promised each and every one of us something dynamic, that each and every one of us is unique to this universe, and we're unique to this world, each and every one of us. The dreams that we dream, the lifestyle that you dream of, is necessary for you because it was given to you from God. It was a gift from God for you to see what you see. It's a gift from God to have a passion to do the things you want to do. See, and again, I want to reiterate, I'm not talking about becoming, you know, filthy rich so that you never have to work again and you just sit up and expect people to wait on your hand and foot. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about living a lifestyle that other people would want to emulate themselves. I'm talking about living a lifestyle of helping other people, being in a position to help people. See, it's one thing to just pray for people. It's another thing to be able to physically help them as well. I want you to see yourself being in a position to help people, because that's where you really operate in spiritual and dynamic power, is when you're blessed to be a blessing. See, the greatest among you will be your servant. The more you're willing to serve, the greater you'll be. So keep that in mind as we move forward. I want you to live the life of your dreams. That's the reason why I'm here. That's my goal. I want you to experience the finer things in life. I want you to not always be struggling. I want you to see yourself living a phenomenal life because you deserve it. The life of your dreams is wonderful, and you do deserve it. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to be blessed. You deserve to be, you know, abundant. You see, it's really stressful to have a bill collector call your house. I know about that. I've had it happen. It's really stressful to have, you know, to owe somebody something and you don't have it. But it's so much better to operate free of material need so that you can operate in spiritual power. So keep that in mind. We're going to move forward in the show. I'm going to take you to a motivational moment, and then we'll be right back. Whatever it is you want to see, you want to do, you can speak out things, and things can happen for you. But like I said, we're going to get into a lesson. One more thing. I'm so excited about this. There's one more thing I want to share with you, and that this is something to really understand about life, about allowing, about your dreams, about your goals. Whatever you resist, you reject. Whatever you reject leaves your life. Let me say that to you again. Whatever you resist, you reject. Whatever you reject leaves your life. So if there's something that good that you really want, don't resist it. Accept it. Allow it. Because if you reject it, you let go of it, and that thing that which was good was coming for you, you turn away from it, and you want to always accept things that are good and reject things that are bad. And also understand that every day, every single day, no matter what it looks like outside, no matter what's going on in the economy, God has designed the universe to be a major league blessing. He has designed his universe to be a major league blessing for you, for me, for anyone who can just receive it. And that is actually the natural state of the universe. It is designed to bless. It's designed to be. It's designed in abundance. But you have. It's your choice to get in the flow. And we're back. That was another motivational moment from one of our previous times together, and I just use those moments as an adrenaline shot of motivation and encouragement. I tell you this, if you're listening to this show live, replay the podcast at least once a week. Let me tell you, playing those motivational moments in my iPad is absolutely phenomenal. It keeps me going throughout the week. It keeps me motivated, keeps me encouraged, and sometimes you may not have time to listen to the whole show, but if you can just, you know, listen to those motivational moments, let me tell you, it will fire you up. It will inspire you. But moving forward, I'm not done with visualization. Trust me on that. Visualization is a major piece of what I do. Visualization is what has me right here before you each and every week. Without visualization, I don't do this radio show. I saw myself doing a show years before I was able to pull it off. See, one thing about visualization is, it energizes your mind. And once your mind believes and accepts something, there is nothing that will prove it wrong. Even if what your mind receives and accepts is a farce. That's why you see a lot of things going on in our society today. People have accepted things that are not real. And because they've accepted them, their minds will be proven wrong. Your mind is so powerful, it will never be proven wrong. I don't care what you say or what you think. If you believe something in your mind and your mind gets fixated on it, there's nothing that can change your mind other than the realization of God's truth. Outside of that, and some people are not going to even receive that. So the mind is really powerful. So whenever it's made up, it will make a beeline towards that thing that it's focused on. So that's why it's important. You know, we're talking visualization, but I'm going to talk about relationships as well. That's why you can't be unequally yoked with people. You have to be connected to people whose visions, who have free rule of their mind, people who are not believing something that's not real, people who are not believing something that is limiting. You have to be away. You cannot be with people like that. You cannot connect with people like that because they can't see your vision. If their vision is short-sighted and limited, they can't see it for you because they can't see it for themselves. So that's why you have to be careful who you share your vision with. You have to be careful who you allow in your private area of meditation. And what am I saying about that? I'm saying that private area of your meditation is your mind. You have to be careful who you let in that space where you think. Whose ideas are you meditating on? We're supposed to meditate on God's word day and night. But who else is in your mind? If they're not telling you things that are going to empower you and going to lift you up and going to put you in a position to win in the game of life, you have to limit or absolutely delete, erase, remove all contact from people who don't take you to the place you're trying to go. Sometimes it could be a friend. It could be a lover. It could be a parent, a sibling. But the truth of the matter is this. Once you've been put in a position to realize the life of your dreams, you can't let anything or anyone interfere with that. It's been for years and years and years, I've had people try to tear down my visions because my visions didn't make sense. See, another thing about being a visionary is that, again, you see the vision before anybody else sees it. You know why? You see the vision before anybody else sees it because God gave it to you. That makes you responsible and accountable to bring it to pass. So nobody else has to agree with you. Nobody else has to even believe it. But you have to accept it. Once you know that God gave you this, it's up to you to bring it to pass. And here's the thing. If you just trust him, he'll give you all the resources you need to bring things to pass. Like I said, I wanted to be a talk show host. I didn't know how I was going to do it. Here we are a year and a half later, almost 2 years later, and I'm a worldwide talk show host. I'm an international talk show host now. Every week this show plays internationally. And I'm utterly excited because this means a lot to me. This is something I envisioned myself doing. And let me tell you, it wasn't easy because people told me I couldn't do it. I had people tell me I wasn't qualified enough to do it. I hadn't had enough training. I didn't go to school for this. I didn't go to school for that. Let me tell you something. Life, and I'll say it again, life qualified me for this position I'm in right now to be before you at this very moment. The very things that you've gone through in life have qualified you to be who it is you've been called to be. In fact, your life is the qualification process. Now, I do not knock education. I am a big proponent of education. I believe education will open doors that to places that you never thought were possible. I believe in education. But I'm going to tell you this, don't base your future success on your education. I want you to put in your mind, look, let me tell you like it is. I personally see myself getting multiple degrees, but those degrees don't make me. I was called and I was anointed for this job by God. So the degrees and titles don't make me. I am who God says I am. with or without those degrees, with or without those titles, with or without the successes. But do those things to more solidify in your own mind that if I put my mind in something, I can achieve it. With the mind can believe, it can achieve. That's Napoleon Hill. With the mind can believe, it can achieve. So that's why this visualization is so important. That's why the affirmations are so important. I want you to hear and see yourself doing good. I want you to, if you're part of something right now that's limiting you, if you're part of something right now that's not taking you to the place you want to be, I want you to continue to affirm the life that you want. And the things you don't want will systematically be removed. I don't want you out there beating people up. I don't want you out there, you know, trying to belittle people because you're a dreamer and you're a visionary. I don't agree with that. I don't co-sign that whatsoever. But I am a firm proponent of anybody who has any type of courage to be anything that they want to be to go out and do it. And visualization is so powerful because you can visualize your ideal life right now. You don't have to even have it. It doesn't cost you much to do it. It may cost you a little time to put a vision board together. It may cost you a little time to you know, find the pictures that you want. It may cost you a little time, but it doesn't cost you much. It costs you much more to consistently live a life that you don't like, because each day you kill a piece of yourself. And the longer you stay involved in something that is not edifying you, that is not comforting you, that's not exhorting you, the longer you are prolonging the things that you don't want. If you don't want what you have right now, guess what? It's real simple. See yourself doing better. Then affirm yourself doing better. Then walk towards it with everything you got inside you. Don't pass go. Don't worry about collecting $200. Just go at it. Just go get it. You know that's one of my favorite statements. Just go get it. You know you're supposed to have it. You know that you're supposed to have a life of your dreams. See yourself doing it. Just go get it. Don't waste any more time. Just go get it. Because you deserve it. And guess what? On top of that, there are people expecting you. They need to see you. They're expecting you. And they need to see you. Listen to me very carefully. They're expecting you and they need to see you. What am I saying? There are people who their expectation for greatness exists in your success. They're not going to have an opportunity to be successful unless you step up and do what you're supposed to do. So what else am I saying? I'm saying there are people watching you right now who, if you don't make an effort to be who you've been called to be, it will stifle their success because you're their hope. And I know you're saying it shouldn't be that way, but people are looking at you right now. People are looking at you right now and expecting something great from you. Because they need to see it, because it gives them hope that it can happen for them. Because if God can do it for you, he'll do it for them. So I want you to keep that in mind. Your success is, even on a greater scale, it's not about you. It's about the people that look up to you. It's the people that need to see you do it. Your children need to know that you're a champion. Your children need to know that you can overcome things. Your children need to know that they don't have to struggle all the time. Your children need to see you successful. So you should want for yourself to be everything that God says you are, because somebody somewhere is watching you and they believe in you and they need to see you do it. So on that note, I want to take you to another motivational moment, then we'll be right back. Again, I'm just completely honored to be before you today. And our lesson today is 10 steps to staying true to yourself. 10 steps to staying true to yourself. I came up with this topic late last night, actually in the wee hours of this morning. Many of you may have seen my Facebook posting where I posted a comment about being true to myself and how I actually had to apologize to myself for not always being true to myself. And I think that it's really important for each and every one of us to understand that we are unique. We are not like everybody else. We're not normal. And because we're not normal, we can't expect to do what normal people do and have gratification or happiness or joy doing those things. We have to celebrate that uniqueness that's what's inside us. A guest we had on a couple weeks ago, Mr. Ronald Wilshire, down in Houston, Texas, you know, told us to celebrate our uniqueness. And that's one thing I'm going to continuously promote, to celebrate the identity that God has given you, the separateness that God has given you, that inside of you that will allow you to stand out and not blend in. Because you weren't put here to blend in, you were put here to stand out and lead. So, let me get started with our lesson. 10 steps to staying true to yourself. Step number one, and I believe this is the most important step to staying true to yourself. Step number one, keep God's image of you in your heart. Keep God's image of you in your heart. Keep God's image of you in your heart. A lot of people battle with low self-esteem, and they battle with a bad vision of themselves, and they struggle to really find their way in the world, and they get confused and misled and led astray and run amok, things like that. And the one thing that would keep people grounded is that if you knew that the creator of the universe created you in his likeness and image, how could you ever fall for the okey-doke when somebody told you that you're less than great, you're less than phenomenal, you're less than the best? When you truly know who you are, when you truly know what you are, nobody can come and tell you anything other than that. Immediately you understand that's a false. That's not the truth. If somebody tells you something contrary to what the Creator says you are, that's a farce. That is not the truth. So, in understanding that, it is utterly important to stay locked on the image that God says you are. You're creating His likeness and image. You're creating His likeness and image. Not like a dinosaur, not like a donkey, not like a horse, not like a bear, but in His likeness and image. You have been put here for some dynamic stuff. You have been put here to do some things that only you can do. Your life is important. Your existence on this earth, your existence in this universe is very important. So you have to stay focused on the fact that you were created to create. You were created to repair. You were created to do something dynamic. You were created to do something awesome. You were created to do something unique. So you have to celebrate that uniqueness, because God saw something in you that when he created you to solve a set of problems that nobody else can solve. So keep that in your heart, that you are put here for a special assignment from the Creator. Hello, and we're back. Again, that was another motivational moment from one of our previous shows together, and I just wanted to share that with you. Again, to continue to give you adrenaline shots of motivation and encouragement. So we talked a lot about visualization today. We talked about seeing yourself being successful, living the life of your dreams, accepting that the life of your dreams is wonderful and that you deserve it. And I even told you to affirm that you receive all your divine good, free and unfettered, right now. I want to read something to you from a book that I study from. It's called The Secret of Unlimited Prosperity by Catherine Ponder. And in this, she has an affirmation. And I want to share this with you as the show is winding down, about visualization, about living the life of your dreams, and about being who you've been called to be. And I'm going to read, the following statements can help you gain realization of truth that will help you to accept and possess your promised land. I take only the good from each experience. I let the rest go. I begin now to recognize another set of circumstances as possible. I am not hypnotized by appearances. My progress is swift and joyous. I am living a happy, harmonious life now. Lord, I am ready. I mentally accept and claim my highest good now. People, be empowered to be all that you've been called to be. Take only the good from each experience. Let the rest go. Recognize that the life of your dreams is possible. My mentor, Les Brown, says that it's possible. It's necessary. The life of your dreams is not only possible, but it's necessary. Don't get caught up in what things look like. Understand this. As you stay focused on your vision, as you stay locked on your vision in your mind, your progress is going to be swift and joyous. It will allow you to live a happy and harmonious life right now, no matter what the situation looks like. Continue to allow God into your life. Continue to allow God into your heart. Continue to allow God to expand your mind, to expand your mental capacity, to expand your experience, to renew you, to make you whole, to cleanse you from the past mistakes, to cleanse you from past hurts. This is my prayer for you. And it's the prayer commonly known as the prayer of Jabez, but I modified a little bit for what it is that I do. Here's my prayer for each and every one of you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for each and every one of my listeners tonight, everyone who can hear my voice, everybody who can hear this podcast, everyone who hears it. Father, I speak a blessing upon their lives, Father, that you'll be with them, that your hands upon them for good, not evil. Father, I thank you that they're blessed indeed and that your hands upon them for good, not evil, to bring about desirable outcomes in their lives. Father, thank you for expanding their territories and their borders. Thank you, Father, for giving them new and creative ideas. Thank you, Father, for releasing them from past hurts and past pains. And Father, thank you that the increase that you're bringing into their lives doesn't cause them any grief or cause anybody else any harm. Thank you, Father, for anointing them for such a time as now to be power players in the land, to be dominant, to have dominion, to go forward, to be fruitful and multiply in whatever it is you call them to do. And Father, I thank you for allowing me to be here to be a voice of life for them. I speak life into their dreams. I speak life into their visions. I speak life into their goals. I speak life into those things which you've given them. And I thank you that no weapon that's ever formed against them shall prosper. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over this audience. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over anybody who can hear this prayer. And we seal it by saying we thank you and we honor you that you called us for such a time as now and that those who you call, you equip. And in Jesus' name, we thank you. We praise you. Amen. Well, people, we got about 90 seconds left. Before we leave here, I want to tell you this. I'm, again, honored to be here each and every week with you. Don't be a stranger. You can reach out to me on Facebook. You can reach out to me on Twitter, MySpace. You know, you can email me, Facebook.com/MilesWMiller, Twitter.com/MilesWMiller, MySpace.com/MilesWMiller, or you can email me at MilesWMiller@gmail.com. You can also call my office, 678-389-9542. Again, that phone number is 678-389-9542. And I look forward to being a major league blessing to y'all. I want to be the coach that takes you from point A to point Z. I want to help you reach the life of your dreams because guess what? The life of your dreams is wonderful and you deserve it. So on that note, God bless each and every one of you. And remember my motto, my mantra. Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams. Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams. God bless you. And before I go, I want to acknowledge some people who are near and dear to my heart. Bishop Wayne T. Jackson, Dr. Beverly Jackson, Pastor Janato Lee, co-pastor Tiffany Lee. Each and every one of you, Ms. Karen Donnell, Kenneth Moody. And if I forgot your name, I didn't forget your name. God bless each and every one of you. You're all special to me. So without a shout out, This has been Miles W. Miller for Creating a Championship Standard of Living, saying don't ever give up. Don't ever quit your dreams. God bless you, and I'll see you next week.
You keep on.